discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
On the mountains, I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley, I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. Your God of the hills and valleys. That contagious encouragement is at the center of Hills and Valleys, the hit single off the new album of the same name from recording artist Torrin Wells. The digital version of the record is available now wherever fine music is sold. And you just might recognize Torrin's tremendous vocals from the band Royal Taylor, which he fronted for years. Today, we will meet the man, discover the fascinating opportunities he's been given to share Jesus, and learn how he's helping to equip a new generation of artists on the road. Welcome to the show, sir. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, man. Great to be here with you today.
Now, you are staying just a little bit busy these days, right? Is that a fair way to say it, brother?
I am busy, and my wife and I were talking about this the other day. We just want to lump it all in at the same time and get it all done. So, I'm in the middle of moving right now. My wife is pregnant with our third son. I'm about to go on tour with Lionel Richie, and my album just came out. So, you know, not much really happening.
But you sound pretty calm, all things considered.
Yeah, man. Well, I have an amazing wife, and I've got a great team around me. So I get to really focus on what I feel like I can contribute the most to. And I'm just always happy to be in the room and along for the ride.
Hey, that sounds like it could be written a book about it, just that statement right there. But now this song has really taken over radio airwaves across America, the title track of the new project, Hills and Valleys, both of the same name. As we begin, what was the genesis for you of that song and how it came to be, Torrin?
Well, I was just writing in one of our classrooms that we have at the church, and I was just playing through some different worship songs and singing and just having myself a little good old time. And this quote came to mind that I saw on Twitter, of all places, but it actually delivers some value. And it said that on the mountaintops of life, we have to learn to bow low, and in the valleys of life, we have to learn to stand tall. And I thought that that was so profound, because I've heard sermons, and I've heard messages, and I've heard songs about how God is the God of every season of life and the highs and lows of life. But I hadn't ever heard anything about what our posture is supposed to be in those different places. And the hills and the valleys gives us this picture of the terrain of what our lives really are. And that's a series of amazing highs and sometimes really difficult lows. And so as I started carving out this lyric, I realized very quickly that it was something that was significant for me to hear. And so I went to Nashville and going through my phone, going through voice memos in a room with a couple other writers, and we picked this one out to finish. And, man, from that time till now, it's actually been 2 years. So I've been living with this song for that long. And for it to finally be out in the world and to hear the stories of people's lives being impacted is priceless. Mm. And I'm really thankful to be a part of it.
It strikes me, you described your summer plans and later this fall to head out on tour with Lionel Richie. It struck me in studying up on you, you know, you really have this opportunity that so many CCM artists have spoken about wanting to have. You're touring with these legendary mainstream artists, and basically you have a captive audience of music lovers night after night there that quite likely many of them aren't people of faith. Tell us a bit about that and what that chance means for you.
Well, it's a huge opportunity for God to get some glory in a place and for people to meet Jesus in a place that they didn't expect it. A lot of artists, like you said, would love an opportunity like this. And of course, I'm extremely grateful for this opportunity. But a lot of times, you know, concerts and stuff are just a celebration of people's gifts. And I really feel like our gifts aren't given to us for ourselves. Our gifts are given to us for people because Jesus didn't die for our gifts. He died for people. And so what he does is he gives us talent and abilities so that we can introduce people to who he is and to get to people. And for me, I'm grateful to be in front of these audiences, but it's not really about the audience. And I'm thankful to be on tour with Lionel and Mariah. It's a huge honor, but it's not even about them. To me, the assignment is the unseen people that are backstage, behind the scenes, the security guards, the people in catering, the runners, those that helping get stuff on and off stage. There's an opportunity for me and my guys to go into this tour and invade it with love and to show people what could be a stark contrast to the church that maybe they've experienced. And it's an amazing opportunity, and I'm excited to go out and play some songs for people and connect them with something much bigger than myself.
That's pretty cool stuff right there. From Torrin Wells, he is the recording artist behind the freshly released digital album and single of the same name, Hills and Valleys. I think we know that being paid to perform music is one of those careers that so many of us dream about as young people, right? But for you,
yeah, absolutely.
Where did that passion start, Torrin, and how did a love for music first enter into your life?
Well, my dad was a musician, still is a musician, and plays drums and keys and sings. And there were always musicians in our house. He was always in the basement recording music. And so that kind of jumped off on me and was contagious. And we started going to church when I was 10. I got into the church choir and thought I had died and gone to heaven because it was so much fun. I loved it. And that led to me leading worship in my youth ministry and then going to Bible college and then eventually, you know, stepping out and becoming an artist. It was never something that I intended on. It was never something that I planned to do, really. I just wanted to be a student pastor and serve the local church. And this was something that God kind of backed me into without me seeing it coming. And I'm just trying to be faithful with what he's put in my lap right now and see what all he wants to do with it.
That's pretty fascinating by itself. Was there a moment in that journey where you realized, oh, well, I guess my plans aren't going to exactly play out the way I had anticipated, and that really this music career was a real possibility?
Yeah, it's pretty much every day for me. My plans are interrupted on the daily because God always has something. But I've learned this, that the will of God is a very difficult thing to discern. And so what I try to do is hold this truth tightly, and that's if you will follow his ways, you will always be in his will. And it's not always about the plan, it's about the path. And if we trust God with the path of our lives and we lead not to our own understanding, then he's going to do something great with our lives. And it will probably be greater than whatever dream it is that we have in our heart. Because I've actually searched this out because I really wanted a scripture that confirmed why I should be dreaming. And, of course, there's nothing against dreaming. Obviously, God uses actual dreams, you know, a lot of times to talk to his people throughout the Bible. But, like, having that insatiable desire, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't find anywhere where Jesus calls us to dream dreams. He calls us to follow him and to pick up our cross and to follow him. And that sounds a little negative when you're telling the next generation who is being told from both social media, mainstream culture, and, of course, the church to dream, 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 dream. It's countercultural to say, no, lay down your dreams. Put the dreams at the feet of Jesus and pick up the cross, and I guarantee you that he will bring you into a reality greater than your wildest dreams. And for me, I wanted to impact students. That's why I wanted to be a student pastor. I wanted to impact the next generation. Well, to this day, I've never been a student pastor, but I can tell you countless stories of junior high school, and college age students who have been impacted by my music or something I said. And that is student ministry. It just looks differently than what I was desiring. So I'm just trying to be faithful, stay on this path, take it a step at a time, and be obedient with a grateful heart.
That was amazing. That was one of the most profound things I've heard in a while. His plan will always be greater than your dream.
That's right. His reality will always be greater than your dream. Because if you're ever in the space that God's created you to be in, there's no greater place of fulfillment. The danger with just pursuing your dreams is that you may get your dream, but still be empty and unfulfilled.
Wow.
Because it wasn't what you were designed to do.
Wow.
And if we can do what we're designed to do, and the space God has called us to do it in, there is a greater fulfillment and satisfaction that comes from that than any other thing we have in our life.
You know, you're doing really well as a musician, but I think you would have been a good pastor as well.
Well, bro, maybe one day. We'll see. We'll see what happens, but that is a terrifying proposition.
Torrin Wells is the recording artist behind the freshly released digital album and single of the same name, Hills and Valleys, and a pretty spectacular man of God, as you can hear here today on the road. So in terms of faith story, you've kind of painted the picture for us already that there was a lot of faith around you as you were growing up. Did you accept it pretty much right away as soon as you could understand what was going on, or was it more of a process for you?
I was all in, man. From the jump, my dad was trying to search out his personal faith and ended up having some Bible studies, that's an old school term for a lot of people, and just digging into, you know, what it was to follow Jesus and what he was calling us to do. And I remember him saying, I want you to go to Sunday school. And I'm like 9 years old. I'm like, Dad, Sunday school? Like, This is Fruity Pebbles and Cartoons time. This is not, like, we're not going to church. And yes, we were going to church. And so once we started going, I just fell in love with the church. I fell in love with the people that actually loved me. And that led me to really a deep relationship with Jesus and wanting to do things because of him and for him. And I've said this before, and I'll probably say it 1,000 more times before I die. Jesus saved my soul, but the church saved my life. There's no telling where I would be had I not been plugged into the local community. And that's why church still, for me, is the priority. So I'm on staff with my church here in Houston. My wife is on staff, and we're trying to pour ourselves into other people. And because it changed us.
Wow. That is quite a testimony right there. You have, in terms of things that motivate you, you've talked about things that really drive you to make the music that you do, and you highlight this desire to bless people who've had low expectations spoken into their lives by others, and wanting to be a voice that raises them up and makes them feel they can do something great. Take us inside that desire. I found that pretty fascinating.
Yeah. Well, the mantra of culture is how low can you go? You know, they got you playing limbo with your life. And I feel like the calling of Christ is how high can you go? Because God is calling us upward and onward in our walk with Him and moving toward Him and toward purpose. And I want to be someone that shatters the low expectations that people have over their lives. For me, I was in fifth grade. I had a teacher that told me that kids like me ended up in jail. I didn't know it at the time, but I had ADHD. My parents actually were amazing parents. I was well disciplined. I can say that for sure. You know, I was a rambunctious, creative little kid, as most children are. And, you know, I would wild out here and there, and I was, you know, had a mouth on me and all that kind of stuff. Little smart aleck little dude. That's what happens when you're 3 foot tall. You learn how to talk. And so, you know, this teacher kind of spoke some low expectations over my life based on what he was seeing in my life at the time. And that stuck with me, you know, throughout high school and college. I never had any problems with authority or anything like that because I was plugged into my student ministry. That's why I say it saved my life. And I had a student pastor, and I had parents that continually talked about, you know, what I was capable of, what I could do and what I could become. And if I was willing to lose my life for Jesus, that He would make much of it. And I bought into that and was not perfect, made a lot of mistakes, but ended up going to Bible college. And it's been amazing to see how God has used me. And if He's done it with my life, I know that He can do it with anybody. I was at Bible college, actually, and I was in a preaching class. The professor of the class had me come up and speak, and I had prepared for this. You know, my student pastor had mentored me. I had slides together. I had a little PowerPoint. I had illustrations. I was ready to go. So I got up there, and I did my talk, and he said, "Go sit down in your seat and don't ever bring a sermon that you got off the internet in here again." And I said, "Man, I wrote this." You know, he's like, "There's no way that you wrote that." And I left really disheartened and disappointed that day because it made me realize, and I unpacked this later on in my life, even if something good were to come from me, I wouldn't believe it and no one else would either. And so many people have had these voices, these lies that have been placed into their heart and into their mind because the enemy knows that if we were to realize what we were created for and what we're capable of through the power of Jesus, there would be nothing that could stop us. And, you know, I want people to hear that message, to rise up and to do something greater.
Wow. Wow, some tremendous encouragement today from Torin Wells, the recording artist behind the freshly released digital album and single of the same name, Hills and Valleys. Now, we've already talked about multiple portions of your existence, right? We've talked about the recording artist life in the studio. We've talked about the touring. We've talked about the third of the babies on the way. And we've talked about your moving. Now, in addition to all of this, not to mention the pastoring at the church, You and your wife run a music academy, right? What's the story there?
Right. Yeah, man. It's called Prisma Worship Art School. Prisma is the Latin form of prism. And it means, you know, a prism refracts light and it creates beautiful color. So we say when we align the prisma of our gifts with the Father of Light, He shines brilliant light in the dark places. And so what we're doing is we're taking kids that were us, you know, 12 and 13-year-old kids that love to sing and lead worship and play music. We want them to have an opportunity to be exposed to some of the greatest musicians and worship leaders in the Houston area, and we want them to be able to refine their gifts to see the thing that God's put in their heart come to fruition. And so we've got a semester coming up. Registration's open now. We do online lessons. We do lessons in person. And it's really been a cool way for us to pour into the lives of the next generation of leaders. So we love every minute of it. We've got some great dream coaches on the team.
That is really cool stuff, equipping the people to come after you. And you're quite a young man yourself to already be thinking about equipping the people coming after you, but you're a man of vision as well, we can tell. A man of creativity as well. That really shows up, I think, in the way you express yourself and the way that these songs come together. I think one of the things that people really wonder about in terms of songwriting is, and you mentioned a little bit before about having the iPhone in your hand and using voice memos, but is that a pretty normal way for a song to come to you? Take us inside sort of the genesis of a normal Torrin Wells original creation.
Yeah, well, for me, it always starts on a guitar or a piano, and I start writing there and get the melody, and I like getting at least a hook or a lyrical idea so that I have the heart of the song. And then I take those into writing sessions. I've got, man, just so many great friends in Nashville that are brilliant songwriters. They're writing hit songs every day for a living. And so I get to take it in and submit them to their genius and see what comes of them. So I have fun. One day I'm just going to put out an album called The iTunes Library, and it's going to be every song I've ever written, because for every one that you hear, there are probably 20 that are just sitting on my iTunes that nobody will ever hear. So I love the process. I love the creative process in general, and being able to make music for a living is just an amazing blessing. So I love it, man.
Well, we love listening to it. It is really amazing. The song Hills and Valleys, the album, the digital album was just released. Now, we do not want to go anywhere before we tell people how to grab a copy of this album. Where can they go, first of all, to get the new music and also to learn more about you and all of the different parts of ministry that you're involved with?
Yeah, you can get the new album, Hills and Valleys, wherever digital music is sold. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, all those places. There is a deluxe edition that I would suggest because it has more songs on it, so you don't want to miss out on anything. But yeah, man, you can go there, and then you can go to torrinwells.com and connect with me on social media and YouTube and all that stuff.
Social media, your dad's favorite place, right?
Where my dad hangs out. Yeah, not at all.
Through your solo work and your time with Royal Taylor as well, I mean, your songs have reached thousands of people. What is that experience like? And what does it do in your heart when someone comes up to you after a show and says, "Hey, Torrin, your song, it really changed my life"?
Yeah, when I hear that a song that I've written has helped somebody through something, saved someone's life, changed someone's life, it's overwhelming to me, honestly, because I love music and I know that songs are special and important. But to think that, you know, I had a couple come up to me a couple of weeks ago and they said, "Your song Hills and Valleys saved our marriage." And that to me, I can't process, you know, because how significant marriage is, of course, and then that a song, 3 minutes and 36 seconds of melody and lyric, could be the flicker of hope that someone needs to reignite a passion, you know, for God and bringing Him into the equation of our whole life. And that is, it's overwhelming to me. And I see countless stories and on my social media, on my YouTube channel, of the same type of things happening every single day, and people pointing to a moment with a song that changed their life.
Torrin Wells, once again, the album and the single, both called Hills and Valleys. Sir, it was such an honor to connect with you and really a joy to get inside your heart and your music today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.